This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. In Nick Payne's award-winning play Constellations, two people meet at a party, and then we see the multiple realities and versions of their relationship. The play is making its Malaysian debut thanks to Rabbit Hole Productions and is showing at the Damansara Performing Arts Centre from the 12th to the 22nd of September. Joining me today are the show's producer and actor, Amelia Chen, and its director, Kahar Akila. Thank you for joining me.
Hi.
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 So, Constellations is one of those plays that almost everyone who sort of frequents theatre has heard about. It's won many awards, and it's got this very quirky contemporary storyline that I think appeals to the audience of today. What made you guys want to take it on in the first place?
Well, my theatre company, Rabbit Hole Productions, this is our first production. I wanted to do something that I thought would be a bit more budget-friendly. budget-friendly would be like, a small intimate show. Like, this is a play with two people and just two people talking on stage. I mean, and other stuff. So that's one of the reasons. Another reason, I kind of gave Kaha a choice between this and another one. But I also gravitate a lot to this script because it is a piece of theatre. But it also talks about multiverse theory, and I'm a bit of a geek. So it is something that really intrigued me. And then the way the play is laid out in a not exactly linear fashion, because it tries to present itself as multiverse.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be an interesting challenge for an actor to do as well.
What drew you to it, Kahar, from the directorial perspective?
Well, because she asked. That's why. No, I mean, I was lucky to watch a Singaporean production of Constellations. And I thought it fascinated me in that how a simple love story between a beekeeper and an astrophysicist can be told through the lens of multiple realities, you know, which is essentially the show. Now, my God, there's a bit more. I mean, you cry a little, you laugh a lot, you know. I thought it was very interesting. You know, it's there's something a little bit more present day, but that timeless appeal of love stories, I think Nick Payne was able to capture it in a very engaging way.
So for those of us who may not know the storyline, do you want to talk us through maybe not every version of what happens, but, you know, the basic premise of the story?
So the basic premise is that Roland is a beekeeper. Marianne is a physicist or astrophysicist. Mm. Not very specific about that. But they meet at a barbecue. And the play basically takes you through multiple stages of their relationship.
Yeah.
Do they break up? Maybe they don't break up. Are they together? Maybe they aren't together. When they meet again or not meet again.
So not multiple stages so much as multiple versions of what could be with them, right?
But it's also multiple versions
of multiple stages
of their relationship. Yeah, you kind of need to come to fully understand the whole thing. And we're hoping that audiences will be very, readily accept this concept, because it's not exactly very linear. It might take a bit of getting used to, especially in the beginning, but once you get into it, I hope that we'll be able to draw the audiences in and they can just enjoy the ride.
Because if you look at the human aspect, the love story aspect, is actually not very complicated. It's actually pretty straightforward. So, rest assured that, if the science part doesn't capture you, the love story, I hope will.
So, Amelia, you play Marianne.
Yeah.
And who's playing Roland?
Roland is being played by Dominic Lucien Luke. He is, I think recently he worked with Kaha on a musical called Euphrasia. He's also a director, but he's also quite a big, rather sizable name in musical theatre, because he has his own musical theatre school and company called Monday Show Entertainment. So,
So how did this sort of congregation of different talents come together in the first place?
Okay. me and Kaha, we go way back. Currently, right now, Rabbit Hole Productions, just me, myself, and I, because I just can't afford to hire more people full-time at the moment.
Yeah.
So it's just a confluence of people who've known each other for quite a while and people who I'd love to work with as well. Mm-hmm. And I've known Kaha for a long time. We've collaborated before on different projects, and I thought it'd be a good time to invite him back into directing.
It's been a while, has it, since you directed?
I think I've assisted other people within the past like 9 years, 10 years, but I think in terms of handling it by myself, solo directorship, I think the last time I did it was in 2010. Yeah, with the Theatre for Young People program.
It is a play with two characters. Obviously, the two actors who play those two characters become quite important. How did you sort of know or decide that you and Dominic would be the right people to play them?
I don't know. You never know, actually, until you put them together. But I had certain criteria that I wanted met. So for this particular version of the play, I felt that I'm willing that, you know, Dom is the actor that I'm willing to take a chance with, you know, as a sparring partner for Amelia. And so far it's been good.
You said you had certain criteria. What were those criteria?
Well, okay. on a more trivial note, I wanted to look for an actor who Amelia can at least stare at eye level. because she's quite tall and I'm short. So it's like, and she's always, you know, the people that she's acted with. Okay, like maybe except for Usher, right? Usher Gregory at least Gregory was quite tall, you know. But usually it's
as a Malaysian Chinese, I'm quite tall. Yeah. Unfortunately.
On a purely practical level, that check mark was
ticked. Practical and superficial level, that's checked. But I felt that Dom also had certain qualities within him that he's sort of, in a way, shares with Roland, you know, the beekeeper character. He brings a sense of a groundedness, straightforward, really gentle. There's gentleness to his approach that, you know, that's a nice contrast to Marianne's, rather urban, you know, almost, how to put it,
How would you describe Marianne, Amelia?
Oh, wow.
I call her urban. I mean, urban. Like such a...
I guess you can describe her. I would describe her as intellectual. I mean, she's a physicist, right? And I think I think she would choose science over religion. And very independent as well. Probably, maybe a bit like myself. Maybe just having to do a lot in her life alone, and then now having to kind of, in the show, like macam accept like this other person into her life, and dealing with certain challenges that comes with that as well.
Yeah,
which we discovered yesterday during rehearsals. she has a very, I guess, dry sense of humor because. The play is set in Britain. My character is British. Slightly weird and slightly wacky. You know, she opens the play. Spoilers. She opens a play with this speech about, do you know why it's impossible to lick the tips of your elbows? It's because they hold the secret to immortality. And you go, what? Where does that come from? But okay.
Yeah.
So is there some sense of trepidation or intimidation when it comes to taking on a play that is sort of, you know, it was this huge success on the West End. People stage it all the time just because it's a fun play to kind of stage. Was there some sense of that?
Yeah, quite. There's quite a bit of, I feel the pressure to actually do the words justice because Nick Payne writes very eloquently.
Yeah.
Like, he, like, no word is wasted. No, yeah. Nothing is superfluous. Everything is there for a reason. And then as an actor, having to put meaning to all of these things, you may think it's flippant, but actually it's not. Actually, it's there for, and it's like, yeah, so much.
Yeah, it's a gift.
It's a gift.
That's also quite scary, like, because then, okay, there's no real reason for you to fail. If you trust the writing, and like, you know, it's now the other elements have to come into play. Yeah.
So you've got your actors, Kaha, and then you've got the story. What do you bring to the show as a director?
My curiosity. I hope my curiosity for human connection. That was the thing that brought when she offered Constellations or the other play, I chose Constellations because, yeah, I wanted to, I was curious in terms of, you know, the depth of humanity that Nick Payne might want to, share with the audience, you know, when it comes, you know, through the story. So, yeah. And I've always been I have my views on directing. Yeah, I think the reason why I've not directed for a long time is because I don't really enjoy directing. I don't.
Oops.
Because I like.
See what you did, Amelia.
No, it's not. No. I mean, it's like. Because I've always been an acting teacher.
Mm.
Yeah, an acting coach. So I like to deal with actors. Yeah, and so thankfully the plays that she suggested are very actor-centric. Yeah, and there were, of course, two actors that I would love to work and explore with. Yeah, so yeah. I think that's my contribution to it.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, if I fail on the science part or, you know, the world-building aspect of it, I hope that the audiences are engaged by two actors that are alive and engaging.
So speaking of world building, which, you know, is this big word. What is the play going to look like? What's it going to feel like? What's the staging?
The staging will be not that far off from the standard proscenium style of staging. Although, you know, audiences that come to the show, they will see, you know, the a variation of it, a slightly different version of a proscenium staging. But no, I think the gift of the work is actually in how minimal, in terms of like a set of props as that it requires, and a lot of it is so actor-centric. Yeah, so yeah, the world as you come in should feel like, as the, what was that line? Infinite possibilities.
I think for me, what I like the most about Constellations is that despite the idea of this multiverse and the multiple realities, that, as you said earlier, Amelia, the core story is actually quite simple, something that most of us can relate to, the struggle of two people learning to connect to each other.
Yeah.
How do you balance these two aspects out as a performer when you're performing? You have an awareness that you're going to be playing out these multiple realities, but at the same time, you have to keep each version of it real.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How do you balance those things out?
For me, I think, I'm not sure if this is the right answer, but I just concentrate on the words. I just concentrate on bringing out the truthfulness within Nick Payne's words in the moment, whatever that moment may be. The moment within the scene, also the moment while I'm performing it as an actor, just honouring what I'm feeling at the moment as the character and just presenting that at that point in time.
Yeah, the choice, as she said, and as Amelia said, you know, the choice of words, the way he structures a particular reality and how it shifts from one reality to the next. Yeah, at times can be so specific that if you all you need to do, you know, on a fundamental level is to honor it, and you will see variety, you will see a difference. You will see a different mindset.
And we do also, you know, the play came out in, the play originally premiered in 2012. And in that time now, we have an audience, I think, that is a lot more familiar with these ideas of multiple realities. For instance, you know, we've had the Avengers and Spider-Man. And, you know, Hollywood in general has become a lot more mainstream with these ideas. Do you think that has changed the way that a play like this will be received and perceived by the audience?
Hopefully, with all of these stories of multiverses and multiple realities, the concept of a play being presented in this, because, I mean, a play is so far, like, the idea of theater is sometimes so far removed from science. So now that, and Nick Payne, like, you know, miraculously joined these two together quite early on. And, like, so hopefully with the mainstreamness of all these concepts, people can more easily access what is being presented and the concepts that Nick Payne was trying to deal with and present in this play.
So is the, you know, was it important to you guys that you understood or sort of got a handle on the science part of it?
To me, it is kind of important to at least have a basic understanding of the concepts. I've been mainlining like Neil deGrasse Tyson and like and like every time I'm like, wait, symmetry in time? Okay, okay, Google.
I mean, you are playing the physicist after all.
I kind of need
not
to
the beekeeper.
Understand when I spew all that like jargon. I'm like, what do they mean by this? Okay, 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 okay. So yeah, I did do quite a bit of research to try and inhabit the role.
Definitely. Yeah, you gotta have some healthy understanding of the science aspects that are presented in the play. You know.
But so at the core of it all, and this might be different for each of you, and maybe for everyone who watches the play as well.
At the core
of it, what do you think the play is about?
I think that the play is just about two people, and perhaps that even like as human beings, we don't really need to be hung up on a lot of the decisions we make, because as you go through the play, you understand, hopefully, that every decision we make has consequences, yes. But even every decision we don't make in what we are experiencing, maybe because it's a multiverse, another version of ourselves is experiencing that. It'd be nice if you could see that version too, but unfortunately, So maybe just to not be so hung up on the choices that we make. You make just the best decision you can in the moment right now and just live your life. And be certain that even though you may think this is not the right choice for you, but well, it, you know, you just did it to the best of your ability and just, accept that.
Yeah, live in the now.
Live in the now.
Live in the now, man.
So are you sort of riding on her answer as well?
Well, for me, mine is, what resonated with me is hope. It's cute. Yeah, it's strangely hopeful. Yeah. And of course, you know, Amelia having highlighted the fact that, because it's told, the story is told through the lens of multiple realities, how we understand beginnings and endings, and how that there's only the possibility of many meanings rather than just one meaning for one existence. This is all we have, you know. And just contradicts and gets you thinking about it, you know. And for me, I'm at this moment in time, I feel that you know, regardless of whether there's one reality or lots of realities, the value in living in the moment is tremendous. It makes us human.
I think that's a great note to bring this interview to an end. Thank you so much,
you
guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
I've been speaking to actor and producer Amelia Chen and director Kahar Akila about their upcoming staging of Nick Payne's play Constellations, which will also be the show's Malaysian debut. The show is on from the 12th to the 22nd of September at the Damansara Performing Arts Centre. Tickets are priced at RM68 and RM58 with concessions and are available from dpac.com.my. If you've missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my, on our BFM app, or on Spotify. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.